Stump. Hey, Mac.
Hey, Goop.
Want to play a little game?
Sure.
Care to guess how much weight I have gained during the pandemic?
Ooh, okay. So what did you weigh before?
170.
Don't mind me asking. 170. I'm going to say 14 pounds.
More.
18 pounds.
More.
Oh, 21.
I have gained 26 pounds.
Yeah.
Since
hashtag fat boy season.
Having my gym closed, being stuck in the house making food for myself, and trying to navigate not getting fat. Here we are. I am on the verge of obesity.
You also have a child now.
I do.
That complicates your schedule.
I think I've gained 15 pounds since he's been born, actually.
26. You know, good for you. It is bulking season, though.
I'm not looking to bulk. I'm looking to bulk when I'm actually at the gym lifting heavy weights.
Sure. That makes sense.
When I'm at home and I have two dumbbells and that's it, not a good choice. No.
So what you're saying is the Peloton hasn't really helped you.
I think the Peloton has helped me from being 215 pounds.
So you are 4 pounds away from 200.
I am 4 pounds away from 200. I am starting to have back issues again. I am 31 years old. This sucks. I don't like this one bit. And I don't want any of the listeners' stupid workout schemes or dieting schemes. I'll figure it out myself. But Jesus, I hate this.
When was the last time you were 200 pounds?
So I was almost 200 pounds just before working out, and the doctor told me that I was obese.
When was that?
When I was like 20 or 19.
Okay. You did have a real dad bod phase going on.
I had a real dad bod phase. I liked to drink, and I liked to drink a lot.
The last time I was under 200 pounds, I was 21. That's when I was doing P90X, and I was actually in pretty good shape.
Well, so
and
I have
rushing it.
I got a minor case of the skull, you know, scoliosis. Yeah.
Sure.
The doctor told me to strengthen my back, I needed to strengthen my core because I had the weakest core he had ever seen in his life.
Chest and core helps the back.
Exactly. So that's why I got into it in the first place. And now that I'm not doing it, my back every night is fucking killing me.
Yeah. I got a very tight back that, in the past I've had to go to Dr. Joe. Mm-hmm. Actually today, once we finish recording here, I'm going to go see a nice massage therapist.
Ooh, yeah.
Big treat yourself day for me.
Big treat yourself day for Mac. And then you have a Madden game. You're just living the life.
I can't play Madden till tomorrow though.
That means I can't play till tomorrow or Sunday. News dump. Mac, reports say that Tobey Maguire and Garfield the Cat will be joining Spider-Man 3.
I mean, justice for Odie. Where is Odie?
Where is Irma? Where is John Arbuckle? Bunkle?
I'll be honest with you. I don't want these worlds to collide here. I don't want Tobey Maguire. I don't want Andrew Garfield in my MCU.
But let me ask you a question, though. Would you have liked it if it was a cameo that you did not know about and they just popped out of nowhere for a second or they were in the background of a shot?
Yeah, maybe. But the fact that it's getting teased and reported means they're probably going to play a bigger role than a cameo.
Do you think the trailer, because remember the movie poster for Spider-Man Homecoming looked like a clip art, like something that I would make. And it was just 1,000 characters and it's like, Iron Man's in this. Do you think that the trailer for this is the first word's going to be like, it has everybody?
I really hope not. I just,
it is though.
Sony, man, give it up.
Weird though is that like prior to them actually making this, we were all clamoring for a live action Spider-Verse, and now that we're getting it, we're like, maybe you should have held off a little bit longer. Yep. Maybe finish telling this story, and then when you really, really need to go to this, say in 5 or 6 years when comic book movies are pretty much dead, go to it then. You know, do it when you need to do it. Right now, you don't need to do it.
I like how you've already proclaimed the death of the comic book movie. We probably will hit a lull in 5 or 6 years because they'll have done everything.
Well, I think that we are hitting a minor lull now, but that was bound to happen after Endgame. Endgame was just this big peak of a mountain. I mean, we have to come down from that.
They'll be remaking that in like 15 years.
Maybe next year. Maybe Sony will buy the rights and remake it next year. News dump. Speaking of shared universes, hey, Mac, do you want a Sandlerverse?
I had my day where I was a fan of the corny-ass Sandler movies. And then I turned like 15, and I was like, I'm done with these. I don't need these anymore. Yes, I love Happy Gilmore. Yes, I love Billy Madison. Yes, I love those types, but I don't need new ones of those.
But what if he meshes like Billy Madison and Uncut Gems? Punch Drunk Love and Happy
any
Gilmore.
Any more of these types of movies.
Spanglish and The Waterboy.
Especially now that we've seen he really can act, and we knew that before, right?
He's
over me and
he
Spanglish.
Was great in that. I'm sorry. He was great in all those. He was unbelievable in Uncut Gems.
Yeah. Now that we know he has that ability, I want to see more of those because I want to see him get the credit he deserves because he didn't. He was unjustly not nominated for anything from Uncut. So I want to see him, mm-hmm. Actually get up on the stage at the Oscars and shit on everyone.
Now,
that would be great.
Hubie Halloween already kind of teases a Sandlerverse because they have the O'Doyles. They have a couple of reoccurring characters in it, and he's done that in the past where he's had minor characters sprinkled in throughout his movies. But do I want to see a movie, say, where Billy Madison is interacting with Mr. Deeds? Sure. Do I want to see a live-action Eight Crazy Nights interacting with grown-ups? No. Do I want to see Jack and Jill hanging out with Robbie Hart in the 80s?
Now, no. I don't want to plug a rival radio station here. A program called Mutt at Night, where Mike Mutnansky is on the radio.
Yeah.
Apparently
a Boston
on one
radio
these,
station, by the way.
Yeah. On one of these programs, he had Andy Hart on, and they discussed the best Adam Sandler movie. And Andy Hart, they both nominated for. Andy Hart said that Grown Ups and Eight Crazy Nights are one of the best Adam Sandler movies.
So
one of the four best
Adam
Sandler movies.
If they're each drafting four, that means that these are his eight best movies.
And then, Mutt had three really good ones, but his fourth one was Dirty Work.
Which is a cameo by Adam Sandler, and a pretty forgettable one at that. But he did give Dirty Work some praise, so I do like that.
Yeah, he was playing to you there.
He was specifically playing to me, but he did. I get it. I voted for him.
Yeah, I did too, and he's somehow losing the poll.
News down. Got a couple of Batman set photos, Mac, and I really like what they're doing with the Penguin.
So I actually didn't see these.
Colin Farrell looks nuts. Have you seen what Colin Farrell looks like in this movie?
No, so I saw tweets about these, but no one in their tweets attached to photos, and I didn't feel like looking them up, so I haven't seen them.
Okay. You are just ready for this right now.
I mean, if you're going to tweet about it, include the photo.
So
motherfuck.
They're all wearing black, so it's either a funeral or a debutante ball, maybe?
Oh. All right. All right.
But it is Battinson, Katwitz. We need a cool name for Colin Farrell's Penguin.
Bullseye.
Colin Potts. His name
don't
is
like that.
Oswald Cobblepots. Oswald
Get
Colin
back to
Potts.
Us on that. Keep
okay.
workshop.
I'm going to workshop this for a week. I'm going to get back to you in the next news dump with that.
Okay.
But
open with that.
Everything looks good, but we're not getting the movie for a couple of years. So just keep on chiseling away at that. News dump. The Boys Season 3 will officially be start beginning in the year 2021, which makes sense because...
Try that again. The Boys Season 3
will officially
begin
filming. What? That's what I said. Start
You didn't
filming.
Mention the word filming at all.
Are you sure?
Yep.
No, whatever. Yep. Yeah,
I am HIV positive.
This makes sense. The only issue that I can think of is if this is being filmed in a couple months, is if they have to push it off again, say it's COVID-related, and then we have a glow situation where they're like, oh, actually, we can't have the schedules mesh up anymore, and they end up canceling it.
No, that won't happen.
Well, there is a possibility now because it happened to Glow.
So they share the first episode title, season 3, episode 1. It's called Payback, and I think this is going to be the episode about Soldier Boy, who I believe his name is Jensen Ackles, the guy from Supernatural.
Yeah.
He's going to be playing that character. And Payback, I guess, is the name of his Avengers-like group. So it's an Avengers sort of parody. And I think Soldier Boy was like the first U.S. soup. So it's going to be very Captain America-like.
And I mean, I'm looking forward to this. It'll probably come out, maybe next October? I don't know.
Yeah, they'll probably shoot for next fall.
Well, because
would be my guess.
Season 1 came out in the summer. So
although they said they started filming season 2 right after season 1 came out.
So it might come out.
They started filming season 2 about a year ago.
So it might come out late 2021 or possibly in the winter of 2022.
Yeah.
Which is fine because, like you said, we might only get 3 or 4 seasons of this, so don't rush it along.
Yeah, and on top of that, since everything's been pushed back movie-wise, we're set for 4 Marvel movies next year. So it actually might be wise to just push the boys to the beginning of 2022.
And we're also set for 100 Marvel shows, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll be on Vought Plus. News dump. Disney Plus has an option now to put the Marvel movies in chronological order. Mac, do you care?
I like that. Yeah, I do like that. Apparently they fixed a chronological error too when they released this. I don't think I'll ever watch them that way.
No.
Because there's some movies that I just won't rewatch. But I like that they have that as an option.
That's kind of like, oh, you have to watch the prequels to Star Wars first. But then when you go from 3 to 4, you're like, where did all the technology go?
Well, yeah, and you already know who Luke's father is. So, I mean, that's like a pretty big thing in the original movies.
That guy from the first 3 movies with the last name Skywalker? That's his dad?
The pink bag in my chair.
News dump. Dexter's back. Hey.
I don't know what's going on with this. And maybe I should have, you know, fucking gone through the depths of the internet to figure it out. Are they rebooting the series or is it a new season?
I think that's a new season. Because it's the original cast. How can you reboot it with the original cast?
So they're just tacking on a 9th season?
Hear me out. Is there a possibility they Halloween it and they start season 4 again?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. So the first 4 seasons of Dexter are up there with any television show.
Yeah.
I loved. But because of the events that transpire in season 4, Dexter sort of loses his tether and he becomes more unhinged. The show gets more unwatchable as the seasons go on. So by season 7, you don't give a fuck. And then season 8 was fucking horrible, especially the series finale. So I don't know if you can just go in and have a new season and be like, oh yeah, he's done lumberjacking. He's back to killing.
He's done lumberjacking off.
Hope I don't lumberjack off. I don't know how they're going to do this.
No.
I am for Michael C. Hall playing Dexter, but if they want to go back and just jump into like season 5, that would work for me.
Now, I had this idea earlier because I was thinking about Halloweening things, you know, just, and that might be what it means now, because we've always said that Halloween, like, does our interest wean, does it wane? But Halloweening something really does mean to just pick a random date in the timeline and start over from that point. And when thinking about Scream 5, I was like, Randy really has to be in it. You got to get Jamie Kennedy back in this experience. So why not have him show up in Scream 5 and be like, I guess those movies didn't count. I guess we're going back to Scream 1 because he's so meta and he knows movies.
Yeah, it depends. Like, I don't
like
think
my
you
underwear.
Can do that in the Scream movies.
No, you could. Scream's extremely meta. You absolutely could do that.
Yeah, but it's meta about other movies, not itself.
Well, no, Scream 3 was very meta about itself.
Okay, I guess. But then they threw Scream 4 in there.
And then getting back to Scream here. So I was watching some Halloween H2O earlier, like one does at 4 o'clock in the morning. And one of the characters was watching Scream 2, but in Scream 1, the characters are watching Halloween 1. So now we're getting into this vortex of
crossing streams.
Do these movies exist in the other universe? And if that's the case, that means that Halloween exists in Halloween. Transitive property, if you will.
Right, right. But that sort of makes sense when you think about it.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does, because if you... In the Halloween, you know, verse, if there were horrible murders that happened in 1978, I'm sure someone would make a movie about it at some point, right?
So, Keith made a good point to me that they should have been watching Stab, which is the fake Scream movie in Scream.
Yep.
And that way you do share a universe, but you aren't getting incepted.
Yeah, but then that would mean the Scream movies would operate in the Halloween universe instead of the opposite.
What? News dump. Joaquin Phoenix, by the way, this segment's called Casting. Joaquin Phoenix is set to play the French leader Napoleon Bonaparte in the next Ridley Scott film. Is he going to try and shorten himself? Is he a method actor, by the way?
No, that's a common misconception. Napoleon Bonaparte was actually like 5'8". He wasn't.
I was going to say, if he was that short, if Jared Leto was playing him, he would cut off his knees. And he would.
Everyone always thinks Napoleon was like 4'10", but he was actually, he was either like somewhere between 5'6 and 5'9". He wasn't all that short.
He just rode a big horse, right? It made him look small.
So Napoleon Bonaparte in the French Revolution, are super interesting times. I actually really like that period of history, but that's playing to like 2% of the audience.
But
like,
you think that's the next hot war? Like World War One was super hot last year, and we're going to get a couple more World War One movies.
The American audience could give a fuck about the French Revolution. We don't care about that.
I wouldn't mind a nice little France-Canada war there. Nice, you know, everyone's trapping fur.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it was called.
What was it called?
You had it. Yeah, the France-Canada war. Yeah,
France-Canada war. And everyone is trying to trap fur and, you know, smother the other person with it.
Yes, that's what it was. Just no weapons. It was just all booby traps. I don't know.
Walking through the woods, and then Ewoks show up.
This is clearly going to be a movie that dumb fucking critics love, and it's going to get nominated for everything, and the audience is going to fuck.
Well, it's Joaquin Phoenix. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably going to flip itself on its head, though. News done. Speaking of casting, Mac, Adam McKay's Netflix movie Don't Look Up, star-studded.
First of all, good on Netflix for, you know, continuing to crank out or put out the money to make real movies and not Hubie Halloween.
Apparently, this
movie follows two low-level astronomers who embark on a media tour to warn mankind of an approaching asteroid that will destroy Earth. So Jennifer Lawrence has been attached to this for a while. I assume she's one of the two leads. And just recently, Leonardo DiCaprio signed on. I assume he's the second lead.
Meryl Streep
is going to be unbelievable.
Cate Blanchett, Jonah Hill, Timothy Chalamet, Himesh Patel, Matthew Perry. Mac, let me ask you a question here. Is there a possibility this is a parody? Is this a movie 43 situation? It almost has too many stars.
Adam McKay has gone from making
Anchorman,
the best Will Ferrell movies, Other Guys, Step Brothers, Talladega Nights, and then he made The Big Short, which was great. Great movie.
And Bush.
And then he jumped into Vice.
Same thing.
And The Big Short was satirical, but it was also, I don't know, it's different than Vice. Vice sucked. Vice wasn't good. Mm-hmm. It was not good. And I hope that this isn't Vice-like. I hope it's more Big Short-like, but I don't know.
I'm calling it right now. It's too big to fail, and it's going to fail. Movie 43.
I don't think it'll fail. Irishman didn't fail.
It'll be movie 43. I'm calling it right now.
We didn't really like The Irishman. It didn't fail.
I never said it failed.
You're saying this is going to fail. This will be better than The Irishman.
You don't know that. What do
I
you
do.
Know?
I do.
News dump. Furiosa has announced that a Mad Max... Wait, why did Furiosa announce this? Isn't the movie called Furiosa?
Yeah,
what
Furiosa
did, Furiosa
has been announced. It is a Mad Max Fury Road prequel.
Oh, I thought you were saying in the headline that Furiosa announced it herself.
No. Nope.
I misread
Furiosa
that.
Announced.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a Mad Max Fury Road prequel. So
yes.
I guess it'll be set in between the original movies and Fury Road, right? Does that make sense timeline-wise?
I believe so. Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yeah, she's going to be playing Furiosa, I guess. Chris Hemsworth has also been cast. And the dude that played Black Manta and the blue guy from...
The Blue Man Group.
Yes. Leader of the Blue Man Group. He's also going to be in it. I could care less. I hated Mad Max Fury Road. I thought Mad Max Fury Road is probably the most overrated movie of the last, I don't know, maybe ever. Maybe in cinema
history.
I would
argue, and hear me out, it's good.
Yeah, it's not.
Well,
it's not good.
We're on different sides of the fence here, Mac. So, news dump. Gal Gadot is set to play Cleopatra in a biopic.
Yeah, and Patty Jenkins is directing.
Yeah.
Did I read that right? So, I mean, they've worked together. That'll probably be pretty good. She's probably just going to wear similar outfits as she does as Wonder
and
Woman.
You know,
so
one would
on
say
that.
She's Israeli. Wait, did I do that right? She is really hot. There we go. I set the joke up wrong.
The whole thing with Cleopatra is she was supposed to be like a seductress, right? She's supposed to be smoking hot. So I'm all for Gal Gadot seducting people.
Is Gal Gadot too tall for this? How tall is Gal Gadot?
You know, so that's a height issue. Ancient Egyptians were definitely way short.
Oh, they were tiny.
So she's definitely going to be way too tall for this role.
They were roughly 3 to 5 apples tall. How tall is Gal Gadot?
We rate things on an apple scale here on the Mac and Goo podcast. She's probably about 5'10", you think?
Yeah, sure. But
I don't know.
I'm sure this will be something that I'm going to call it right now 55%. I don't know why. I got a feeling 55%.
I don't know why we needed a Cleopatra biopic.
We don't.
Who's clamoring for that? But here it is.
The one with, was it Ann Taylor in the 60s, 50s?
Liz Taylor?
Liz Taylor. Ann Taylor is the old lady store. Liz Taylor. That's a very sexy movie for its time.
I've never seen it.
I mean, you could probably Google better stuff, but yeah. News dump.
My dear Mac and Goobers,
welcome to the trailer.
Park.
Bam, 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 bam. Jiu-jitsu trailer, Mac. Did you take a peek at this? Hello?
Sorry, I was finishing my fluting.
Yeah.
This looks like, actually, I want to reserve this comment for the next movie. Actually, I'll say this. This looks like it could be the second worst movie of all time.
This looks fucking terrible. But
I don't
hear
know.
Me out. If they do in the movie what the trailer does, which is Nick Cage talking over the whole thing and narrating it, I might watch it.
Yeah, it looks like a bunch of people doing jiu-jitsu and action stunts, and Nick Cage just talking while they do that.
And it's in slow motion.
I don't like the
slow motion. If it was in regular motion, I feel like I might like it.
I can appreciate Nick Cage going full Nick Cage every once in a while, but he does it every movie now, and I'm just over it. I'm fucking over it.
Look out for these vortex aliens. They're coming through a timeline, and they're trying to kill you. And if they do, they'll kill everybody.
I just don't need it. He's too self-aware now. He's become self-aware, and I hate it.
He likes that money. Dude, you know that someone just bought a T-Rex skeleton a couple weeks ago for $3 billion? Pretty sure that was Nick Cage, and he's got to pay that debt. So
could have been.
News dump. Speaking of that second worst movie of the year, Monster Hunter, this looks terrible.
So jiu-jitsu has some appeal, I think, to some certain audiences.
Mila Djokovic, monsters.
The center for the Denver Nuggets. Monster Hunter is a video game franchise that I know a lot of people play. I have never played it. The one thing I do know about the video game is it's not this crazy in-depth story.
Yeah.
It's a fun game to play. You kill monsters. You hunt monsters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you're going to make a fucking movie out of that other than being a massive CGI crap fest. And what they give us, a massive CGI crap fest with, like, the best F-level actors. It's Megan Good,
I was gonna say,
T.I. Tip Harris,
yeah,
Mila Jovovich, and some guys we've never seen before. This movie's going to be atrocious.
I turned the trailer off as soon as one of them said, "This is above my pay grade." Like, nope, I'm not sitting through this.
Yeah,
nope.
And these are the types of movies that made me hate the action genre. Zero substance. No substance whatsoever in this movie. I hate that there are people out there that wanted this movie to get made, that greenlit this movie, and I hate that there are people out there that are going to go see this movie.
I want to say that one of the people from the DSG tweeted it out and said, "Whoa, looks pretty sweet." And that person would be the man with 20 podcasts, Nick Fryer.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Whoa, this is above my pay grade. New.
Goo.
Yeah.
Comment section here.
Yes.
Movie related.
Yeah.
Well, and food related. So hashtag fork crossover. What is more overrated, Mad Max Fury Road or egg rolls?
So hold that question. Hold that question. Ask it again in 1 second. News dump. Go ahead. What was that question?
What is more overrated, Mad Max Fury Road or egg rolls? Now, I like the idea of an egg roll. I like when steak and cheese are put in egg rolls. The egg roll itself, very overrated. And if you argued that the egg roll itself was the most overrated food item on the planet, I might agree.
It depends on where the egg roll is from, because I've had some really, really good egg rolls. But I've also had some of the worst egg rolls that are just filled with grease.
Horrible.
And they're disgusting.
Just garbage.
And I would argue
that... You
bite
it and it looks like there's garbage in the egg roll.
I would argue that this is the food that if done poorly, you feel the worst after eating.
It's a good argument to make right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Because it takes the worst of like 7 different types of food.
But like you just mentioned, I love it when they do steak and cheese egg rolls, buffalo chicken egg rolls, any different kind of egg roll where it's being made in the kitchen. It's not a pre-made thing. Delicious.
The idea of it is there, but the execution is so often done poorly.
News dump. Mac, what happened this week in the DSG?
So in the DSG this week, everyone did the boys. Everyone did the boys, so go check that out. Hashtag dork, changed my mind. The only people that didn't do the boys was PCP, Pop Culture Pile Driver, because Rossi doesn't watch it. Is that right?
Who else wouldn't watch it?
They reviewed Cabin in the Woods, which was good, which Billy had never seen. So it was the first time someone watching it, and then they reviewed it. Billy really, really liked it. And Billy's not a horror guy, and that's the perfect type of movie for like a non-horror person to watch.
Also, I would say that's the perfect movie for someone that either loves horror movie or someone that thinks that horror movies are stupid. Like, it plays perfectly for those two audiences.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And I guess I just don't like the movie as much as everyone else does. It finished pretty high on our list. I think it was, what, 25th in our top 50?
Well,
it's a really good movie.
Well, so one of the reasons why it ends up being so high is the last half an hour of that movie is just so awesome. I love the last half an hour of that movie.
Yeah, but I also think the last, like, 7 minutes stink.
So cut it off right there.
I don't want to spoil the movie.
But well, I don't want to spoil either, but I don't mind the final line of the movie.
It's a ridiculous movie. So yeah. I like the movie. I just don't love it.
Oh, and speaking of that, we are going to join Dork and Rossi on a round table for our top 50 movies, the one that we have already been doing this past month, and maybe talk about some movies that didn't get in, why they didn't get in, maybe some movies that we loved and they ended up being really low on the list because other people might have just forgotten about the movie.
Right.
Like, I'll say that one movie that's not on the list that I think we've all forgotten about, or I had on my list and I deleted for some reason, like I did it by accident, didn't put it back on, and that would be the original Frankenstein.
Never was even in consideration for my top 50.
So that's the only of the monster movies that came out during that time that at least has one scene that is super eerie and I find very, very creepy, and that's when he drowns the girl.
I think we both had Nosferatu on our list.
We did have Nosferatu.
And I had The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, which I like more than Nosferatu, but I think we're the only ones that actually have watched those films of the five of us.
We watched them in Humanities.
Yes. It's true.
Now, I will take some slack here for I probably should have had two more movies on my list, but instead of doing that, I put the Thriller music video at 43 and I put an episode of Boy Meets World at 50. So I probably could have slid two more
in. Yeah, you kind of fucked it up. I actually completely forgot about The Thing. So that's that's on me.
Which should be a top 10 horror movie or even a top 5 horror movie of all time.
I probably would have had it like 14th.
But if you had it at 14, still, it would have been top 5, I think.
No, I did the math, actually.
So where would it have been?
I think it would have been like 9th or something like that.
It deserves to be 9. I think it ended up like, actually, I don't know where it ended up.
I think it ended
up
12th. It wouldn't have jumped up too much higher.
No,
everyone
but
else had it super
being
high.
Outside the top 10 and being inside the top 10 is a huge difference. You know that.
I mean, yeah, sure.
Huge difference. Yeah. Huge difference between 9 and 11. All right, that'll do it for this episode of News Dump. Check out whatever we're doing next week. We'll have to figure that out.
Yeah.
News Dump.